My name's Lily Whittaker. I'm a curator at the National Museum of Australia, and I've been lucky enough to work on the Ancient Greeks Athletes, Warriors and Heroes exhibition for the last few years. This is a loan exhibition that's come out from the British Museum. This morning is actually the first time that I'm seeing a lot of these objects for the very first time, and I'm going to be talking through some of them with you. They're really a list of, I suppose, my favourites. This exhibition focuses on the idea of competition, and it looks at the different ways that competition radiates throughout the ancient Greek world, and it amplifies and really structures the ancient Greek world. And I think that that's still a notion that pervades today. It's still very relevant. It's really extraordinary for me to be able to see these objects for the first time. And I think, because, you know, you spend years looking at these objects and you know the dimensions, you know the material, you know what they look like, you've been looking at high-resolution photographs, but something happens when you see them in the flesh and they always surprise you and they always look a little bit different. Yeah, when you see them on display, they just still startle you.
Now, many of our listeners, many of our viewers will know about Nike, the shoe brand, the sportswear brand, but they might not know the origins of the name, the significance of the story. And here we have an example in this exhibition.
Yeah, so what we have before us is, it looks like a statue representation made out of marble of the goddess Nike, or Nike. She's the personification of victory. This goddess is a really fascinating goddess in the ancient world, and I think she really introduces us actually to an underlying concept of this exhibition, that victory isn't something that you can necessarily earn through individual merit. It has to be given to you by the gods. And so you want goddesses like Nike on your side all of the time. And so what we're seeing here, and this is the very first object you see when you walk into the exhibition, is an architectural, sculptural representation of the goddess Nike. And it's quite fragmentary. And so you have the goddess stepping forward with one leg. You can see the fragments of wings on either side of her that have been quite beautifully carved. And that's the identifying feature of Nike. If we were to walk all the way around the back of the statue, it's actually been roughed out, so it hasn't been properly carved at the back. And that indicates to us that it was meant to be seen from the front. And it's not actually a statue, but it's an example of architectural sculpture known as akrotirion. And so this would have been located on a roof.
When was this sculpture made, and where would it have been displayed originally?
So this statue was made around 100 BCE, and it's found in a site called Halicarnassus in modern-day Turkey. It's near the area of Bodrum today. And it was actually found reused in a mosaic pavement. So it was used in a levelling fill, which is an example of the ancients. They were really excellent at reusing and recycling, which I think is really important. So the archaeological context in which it was found is quite different to that in which it would have originally been displayed. So in around 100 BCE, it would have stood on the roof line of a major public building, perhaps a temple or another, you know, major civic building. And when you stood on the ground and you looked up at the building, it would have looked as though the goddess Nike was actually flying towards you. It would have been really amazing, really beautiful.
Is this a typical example of the representation of women by the Greeks in this period? Or is it perhaps a little unusual?
Well, on the one hand, it's a fairly typical representation of Nike, and that's how, in fact, we can identify it as Nike, even though it is so fragmentary. So we know, for example, the wings indicate that it's Nike. But on the other hand, I would say it's not really a typical representation of women. She's very free-flowing and, you know, classic representation of a goddess. We're going to see an example a bit later on of a Greek woman who looks a lot more modest and chaste. She's a lot more covered up as well. One thing you can see in this is the example of so-called wet drapery, where Nike's actually striding forward. You can see one leg coming forward, and the folds of the drapery are actually accentuating her body. So you can see her breasts, you can see her leg, and it's really outlining and emphasising the female form and body. Whereas often when you find representations of Greek women in the ancient world, they'll be a lot more modestly covered up.
Wet drapery. So were wet drapes used by the sculptors to inspire that creation, to help them visualise?
That's more of an art historical term.
It's a beautiful sculpture. Thank you, Lily.